Thank you for joining the new officer team of the United Soybean Board here in St. Louis. We plan to wrap up what has been an historic 20th annual meeting for USB and the Soybean Checkoff when our board completes work here today, and our five program area committees get down to work yet tonight. They include communications efforts to soybean farmers, the U.S. soy value chain, and consumers, marketing efforts to maintain and grow our soy market here at home, efforts to increase U.S. soy exports, which, by the way, reached a record value of over $25.5 billion in 2011, developing new uses for U.S. soy, and production research designed to protect and increase U.S. soybean yields. Weather challenges kept a few USB farmer directors back on their farms to finish harvest, but 63 of the 69 soybean farmer leaders from major U.S. soybean producing states have considered some significant actions here at the USB annual meeting. First, United Soybean Board farmer directors and I have engaged in a rigorous examination and discussion of how the soybean checkoff does business. We have another half day of discussing options designed to make sure USB is structured for success for the next 20 years. I can assure U.S. soybean farmers our checkoff will make adjustments to the national program that will build on its significant accomplishments over the last two decades. Some major action items taken by USB here. We approved a proposal to partner another year with state soybean checkoff boards to promote biodiesel as the only advanced biofuel commercially available today. Our board also created a USB task force to lead the U.S. soy industry in developing a marketing system to better capture value of U.S. soybean varieties with enhanced traits. We welcomed 8 new and 12 returning USB farmer directors to the United Soybean Board, appointed by the Secretary of Agriculture. I'm honored and humbled they and the rest of our board selected me to lead the National Soybean Checkoff in 2012. All U.S. soybean farmers can be proud that our soybean checkoff has helped increase demand for our crop more than 140% over the last two decades, greater than any other row crop produced in the United States. I plan to continue this trend and pledge to our farmer directors to do what we do best and to do it even better by working closely with a transition task force that will execute our board's decision on any changes to USB's structure, by creating a leadership development program that's not only for the new farmers who serve on USB, but one for all national and state soybean checkoff board farmer directors. Effective implementation of a new checkoff allocation tool that will allow us to make budget decisions that more closely align with USB's new long-range strategic plan. Most importantly, I plan to see that our new strategic plan serves as the roots that allow the U.S. soy industry to flourish. I helped lead the process earlier this year. USB has every intent to invest in programs to improve U.S. soybean meal and oil, to ensure U.S. soybean farmers have the freedom and infrastructure to operate, and to see that we meet the needs of and provide services to our customers, whether poultry, livestock, and fish farmers here and abroad, or the food and industrial users of our soy. U.S. agriculture continues to be one of the few bright spots in the U.S. economy. I look forward to ensuring soybeans remain a viable option for all U.S. farmers, aided by a soybean checkoff that continues to provide the profit opportunities we need to succeed.